Joining us this morning to talk about the KwaZulu-Natal disaster is Sandile Swana, political analyst. A very good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
So KwaZulu-Natal being declared a state of disaster, what does that actually mean? Does it have a significance other than to raise awareness?
Yes, it does have a significance. The significance, immediate significance, is that it basically gives the cabinet of KZN specifically the authority to reshuffle their own budget and use that budget for the items that they have identified to have been affected by the looting and arson and what have you. So basically that is the significance of that, and it may also give them the opportunity to appeal to other, what they might call sector departments like Public Works and others, to perhaps make an extra allocation, which would otherwise not be possible.
Okay, so it allows them certain, it allows them certain greater options in assisting this problem.
In this case, the options that they are looking for are financial options, because once money is authorized in terms of budgeted, authorized to be used for a specific purpose, you cannot then use it for an unauthorized purpose. So they needed to actually declare the state of disaster to authorize money to be moved between budgets and to concentrate it on what they call the damaged infrastructure, which then has overwhelmed the capacity, because they don't have that capacity anymore to provide basic services to certain communities within KZN until that infrastructure has been put back up.
Right. Did they leave it a little bit late, or is it normal 2 weeks roughly following an event to declare an area a disaster area?
They have, I don't think they've left it too late, except that you and I, for the time being, we have not been given the details, but in the statement that they have made, they have allowed municipalities and the various sector departments like education and others within the province to do an assessment. That is why they can calculate the damage almost to the last cent of that they need, 1.5 billion up to the cent. So what they have not done for you and me is to give us the list of exactly what happened at Ematadeni, what happened at Umlazi, what happened where. Therefore, this money that we want is going to go and repair that specific bridge that is located over there, and that specific, this, that specific, that. So they claim to have done that, but they have not shown us the exact details of what this money is going to do.
Do you think that this is the right decision?
Well, in terms of facilitating, yes. The short answer is yes. In terms of facilitating or giving them the ability to intervene directly in the problems that have got the damage. But if you look at your previous question to say, have they left this too late? There's something they've definitely left too late, which is, if today they can find money to rejuvenate the economy of KZN, why have they waited 27 years if they know all of a sudden in 2 weeks to find money rejuvenating the economy? So the same thing since 2009, after the 2008 economic fallout, the government was very stingy in terms of loosening up a powerful economic stimulus package. When COVID-19 came out, they were very stingy, very tight, running austerity programs. But now, rather than adding to the businesses that were existing and growing them to prevent things like this, now that the damage has been done, a revolt has been done, an insurrection has been done, now they can find money.
Yeah, so it's what you're saying there is that it smacks of other political agendas.
Obviously it's an election year. And I think a lot of citizens, certainly the middle classes and the educated classes, are aware that we are in this situation all over the country, a situation of disaster, really, because of continuous wrong policies, continuous employment of incompetent ministers, incompetent director generals, incompetent staff across the board. So the ANC has done this. Now has done this and has put us in a state of disaster, a perpetual state of disaster. Now it's election year. They cause damage and they want to repair it and they still want to look like the good guys.
Right.
So there is a degree of political opportunism in it, regrettable political opportunism. And then unfortunately they are very likely to get away with it.
Well, they will get away with it because the minute you start giving anybody money or assisting people, you kind of don't worry so much about the motives if you're on the receiving end of it.
Yes, unfortunately, by undereducating, de-educating, pauperizing and increasing poverty in the communities, the ANC is increasingly becoming the only source of hope, because they will come to you with a food parcel, they will come with, to you with a 350 rand, they will come to you with help that had they done their job, you wouldn't have needed in the first place. So now they look like a big savior.
They're the saviors. They're the heroes.
To the affected parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very, and it's a cycle in South Africa, and it's a cycle that's really getting worse and worse. We've been speaking about this for years, but actually it is really getting very much worse, because if you don't solve the economic issues and you don't address those issues, then the only way that you can retain voters is by giving them things, buy food parcels and the 350 rand, and finding ways to channel funds to them.
If you look at elections across Africa, across the continent, you see presidential candidates literally driving around with bags of money and standing up either the back of a buggy or some open convertible, throwing money at the crowds during election time. He doesn't do this on a daily basis during his term of office. But during election time, he throws this money because people are so hungry, even for 10 rands all over Africa.
Right.
And now we're getting into that mode in South Africa, a mode where people live from hand to mouth, minute to minute. And what you need to be aware of, we declared a state of disaster over the nation. Now we're moving a level deeper in the disaster. We're now declaring it at a provincial level. The next level is district level and local municipal level. And towards the end of days of the rulership of the National Party, Helen Suzman, who was in the opposition, made a statement almost yearly in parliament to say, now we've reached a stage where the National Party could not run South Africa without a state of emergency in those days.
Right, right.
Now we're reaching a stage in South Africa where, in essence, very shortly after the commencement of the Ramaphosa presidency, we are now running the state on a continuous level 1, level 2, level 5, level 4 of national disaster. And they cannot run the country without enforcing stricter and stricter levels of disaster enforcement on us. So they can't lead us through our minds and hearts. They have to lead us with harshness of a state of disaster. And recently there was even a state of emergency, because there is no leadership, no credible leadership and no competent leadership in South Africa right now.